This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With just days to spare before the deadline for the nation to face financial default, the Senate approved bipartisan legislation to lift the debt ceiling last night. It cleared the chamber in a 63-36 vote. On Wednesday, the bill, the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023, passed the House by a bipartisan vote of 314-117. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on the road in his first presidential campaign tour.
On the campaign trail in New Hampshire Thursday.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
DeSantis didn't field audience questions from the stage and podium, as is custom for presidential candidates to do in the Granite State. DeSantis is in the middle of his first presidential campaign tour through early voting states. As governor of Florida, he has not shied away from openly pushing back against reporters' questions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump, in a town hall setting last night on Fox News, claims the double standard of the Justice Department and FBI is destroying America's faith in the judicial branch of government. Trump talks about the quid pro quo Biden put forward in Ukraine when he was vice president.
Well, they're being protected, and it's a one-sided system. It's a very unfair system, but they're being protected. Look at the time that Biden said about the $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. Now, can you imagine if I said that? $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. You talk about tape. That's on tape. That's so illegal what he said.
A James Webb telescope image this week of Saturn's moon Enceladus is blasting a plume of water 6,000 miles high. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Defense Department leaders intervened to stop a drag show scheduled to take place at a Nevada Air Force base yesterday.
The event, approved by Air Force leaders to celebrate Pride Month, faced opposition from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who earlier this year said drag events would not be held on military bases.
Drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
The event's organizer, Las Vegas Pride, which is Nevada's largest LGBTQ organization, says the event is privately funded and they'll find another location. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden took another fall yesterday that had many onlookers worried.
It happened at the Air Force Academy's commencement program in Colorado Springs, Colorado, after giving the commencement address. The president did not seem to have sustained any injuries, even though he appeared to come down hard on his hands and knees. He apparently tripped on a black sandbag that was on stage. The oldest president in U.S. history seemed to be okay and continued to stand as the ceremony concluded a few minutes later. Biden joked about the incident as he returned Thursday evening to the White House, telling reporters, "I got sandbagged." I'm Skip Kelly.
Leaders and officials from more than 40 countries have begun arriving in Singapore for Asia's highest level defense summit. The Shangri-La Dialogue this year is expected to see more representatives from Europe compared to last year. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as you said, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? Some good news regarding the U.S. economy. Biden economy rolling along, struggling still, but nonetheless, 339,000 new jobs in May, up from 294,000 in April. This according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics as we get ready for the summer months and summer hiring as projected. But I don't understand why they were only estimating 190,000. Kind of lowballed that number, maybe just in contrast so it would look so much better. But, you know, such is the case, and these are the numbers. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% last month, up from 3.4%, also topped market forecasts by 3.5 points. The change in total non-farm payroll employment was revised up by 52,000 in March, 41,000 in April. In total, the BLS revised employment levels in March and April by a combined 93,000. That's the latest on Biden economics and what we're dealing with. But, of course, you know, all these numbers, what do they mean when you're the one that's suffering? You're still the one without a job, still the one that's dealing with inflation. And, that's the harsh reality. So these numbers, we report them, and I wish they were something of, that were more optimistic, that said, hey, look, we're actually gaining some ground here, but we're not going to gain ground with the current policies that continue to be in place. I'm sorry, I don't see any way out under the current, Biden policy program that we're under. John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. I was just going to ask you about that, too. I was curious why, because we reported on, there being a higher rate of jobless claims. We reported that yesterday.
Yes.
Came out from Reuters. But then this morning, you see the stats that you just said, that there are more jobs there. I was kind of curious why there's that disconnect, because you'd kind of think intuitively, well, if there are lots of jobs, there shouldn't be lots of joblessness. Right. Like there should be more people working. I'm kind of curious what your take is on that.
Well, my take has been, going back to the Obama years, they fudged the numbers, and there was always every month when they would give us numbers, there'd be an asterisk on it because it always had to be adjusted. And it got to be the point where, when I was growing up and we had the Vietnam, war going on, people became numb with the body counts. They just became immune to hearing it, and it's almost the same thing because, see, when people will know is when they go to the gas tank and gas is back where it needs to be. I mean, I'm here in California right now; it's $5.50 a gallon. I mean, I left Florida; Florida's $3.40 a gallon. I mean, this is outrageous, so this just is just devastating people. And the other thing too, John, I tell you, this whole deal. See, the problem with all these job numbers, what it doesn't account for is the black market. The black market. I'm talking about people who work under the table, who are just, you know, at one point with the Obama Biden administration, it was estimated there were at least 8 million. People, and I think that number was higher, if the truth be known, because, you know, they say, well, they just dropped out of the job market. Wait a minute, you got to eat, right? So how are you going to feed your family? No, you didn't. You dropped out of their job market, and you declared yourself as an independent contractor, and you're working under the table, you know, working in cash, because that's what you need. You can't afford to pay taxes. You can't afford to have money extracted from your paycheck. Because inflation and the policies that the government have enacted are murdering your paycheck.
Right, and that's probably why Biden's poll numbers are so far down, and even, you know, Trump's beating even Biden, not just DeSantis, because Trump's way above DeSantis. He's beating out everybody else in the GOP lineup, but he's also beating Biden in a lot of polls.
Why are people surprised? Why are people surprised here? I mean, there's a clear contrast. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, please.
Right.
You know, for 4 years, energy independent, low unemployment rate. People were happier than they'd been in a long time after 8 miserable years under Obama Biden. You know, it was such a mess. And there's a clear delineation. I often say, John, that experience defines preference. And the media cannot tap it down enough, whether it's, people of color, minorities, Hispanics. Hispanics get it. I mean, their communities are being invaded by illegal migrants that they have no idea as they come into town. Are you friend or foe? How beholden to the cartel are you? And are you here to steal my daughter away so you can send her off to some sort of sex camp to fulfill your duty and your indentured servanthood, you know, to the cartels? You know, this is what Biden's policies are doing. And then they go, we can't believe, we just can't believe the Hispanics are, you know, turning away from the Democratic Party. Well, what do you think? I mean, your policies, the very thing you're doing, are more threatening than anything else. Then you go, okay, all right, so I get it. Donald Trump's from New York. He's got that New York state of mind. He's got an attitude, and he's not as genteel as you'd like him to be. But doggone it, you know, we want somebody who's looking out for us. And Donald Trump needs to, you know, quit being such a wimp at times, you know, just because somebody makes a mistake over, an estimate on a poll, and then he attacks Kayleigh McEnany. And, you know, that's just silly. That's just silly. But outside of those silly things, I mean, look at the good, John. I guess that's the whole point.
Well, check this out, Bill. I don't know if you saw this. I try not to watch Fox News too much. Unfortunately, Fox News is the only, you know, quote unquote right leaning conservative mainstream news source out there.
And well, check out Newsmax. Check out Newsmax.
Yeah, you go Newsmax, Right Side Broadcasting, One America News. Exactly. You listen to Bill Martinez. Absolutely. You're going to AmericanFaith.com. Of course, you're going to be updated. But here, let me throw this at you. I know it was very bizarre to me when I first heard that Trump had attacked, you know, his former press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, and my coworker of mine at American Faith had sent me his Truth Social post, Trump's Truth Social post, attacking her, and I thought, oh my gosh, it was really jarring. Mm-hmm. But then the very next day, I was watching Fox News, mm-hmm. and Kayleigh McEnany was on. And they were talking about Chick-fil-A, and they were reporting how Chick-fil-A is starting to go woke. They're now pushing the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's been happening for a long time, so it looks like even Chick-fil-A, ostensibly conservative and Christian, they're going woke. But they defended Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
They didn't attack Chick-fil-A like they should have, because this DEI is killing everybody. It's killing America. It's cultural Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she also kind of promoted open borders not too long ago, it was reported. So, you know, maybe Trump's onto something there.
Well, this is the thing. You see, Trump doesn't just shoot blindly. I mean, there's something there. There's more to the story. And then I don't know if you heard what Harris Faulkner followed up with, right, in declaring the new manifesto for Fox News. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood from American Faith continues with us. As we were saying before the break, John, this is a period of time and a season. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes talks about this, and we need to be in tune with what's going on. And we can observe here at this earthly level, this horizontal level, the madness that's going on. But what we need to appreciate, and we need to really have our eyes on Jesus and on, you know, on God to know how people of faith are supposed to react, because we were warned, and we, you know, it's really clear. The Bible says that there will be these days when you're going to have, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. There's going to be a deception here that's going to be taking place, a great deception that will be taking place. And what protects you, you know, from that is your proximity to God. And again, you know, Jesus pointed out that in this time that in which I feel really clear, because Phil and I were just talking about this earlier this week, and that is wheats and tares. It's wheats and tares growing at the same time. And you've got to be careful that you don't get, if you're, you know, if you're wheat, you got to be careful not to get the tares on you. And the only way, the antidote to that is staying close to the legitimate, and that's staying close to God himself.
Yeah, Christians, I think today, so many Christians, unfortunately, they're doormats. And we think that the Bible tells us to be doormats. You know, Christians think that turn the other cheek means be a doormat. But, you know, did Jesus turn the other cheek to sin? Did Jesus turn the other cheek to Satan? Did Jesus turn the other cheek to death? No, I mean, they're you know, he actually instructed his disciples if they didn't have swords to take up swords, right? So it's like we are being told, I think, from the left. The left has taken Christianity, and they tell Christians how they're supposed to act. You guys are supposed to be in quote unquote inclusive, and you guys are supposed to allow quote unquote diversity. This whole DEI push. But that's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be strong. Jesus was strong. He had principles, and he stood for those principles.
Right.
He called people broods of vipers and whitewashed tombs. So we're not supposed to be doormats. We're supposed to be the fighters. We're supposed to be the front line. I think too many Christians think we're supposed to be doormats when we're not.
Well, look what's happening. I mean, they're coming after our kids. And realize that they're not coming after your kids just to take them to Disneyland, go have a good time. I mean, they want to sexually violate these people with our children.
Oh yeah.
It's not enough that they've killed them in the womb. Now that they're grown and, you know, going to school, you've got these perverts out there wanting to, you know, do and things and sex up your kids. So that, you know, at some point, the end game here, it's not the end game, it's probably the next phase of the game, is that pedophilia is acceptable. That it's no longer illegal. Because it's just the normal passion of humanity that we should want to have sex with our kids. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's a hypersexualization. I think people don't get this, and you're saying it so perfectly, Bill. You have to see it that way.
Yeah.
Just because all of the media milieu that we swim in says that, oh, well, if it's LGBTQ, it's okay, and men can dress up as women and in drag and do weird dances in front of kids. It's not normal. They're pushing to hypersexualize their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Target. I mean, look at Target, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
They're promoting this. They've got their quote-unquote Pride Month, which they've lost. They've lost, like, I think they're down more than 15% now from last
year.
When they
right, exactly.
They,
yeah, over $12 billion.
That's what happens. They do not know. Well, when you look at it, you're like, oh, they don't understand their base. I think they do understand their base, and in a sense, it's like they're just trying to stick it to us and stick it to the West. But, Bill, there's a bigger – if Target knows – that they're going to lose billions by pushing this LGBTQ and Satanism. If they know that as a business, that's what you're there to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're there to make money and you know your customers don't like this and you're losing billions, why do they double down on the LGBTQ stuff? Because it's not about making money anymore. When they get that big and that powerful, it's not about making money. Unfortunately, every company, because Walmart now is doing it too. We're going to see Walmart. I guarantee you there's going to be another push against Walmart, just like there was against Target, Bud Light, and Kohl's. Walmart's pushing it now. But, Bill, all of those companies that I just named are owned by the same financial assets.
Exactly.
Like BlackRock.
Well, they're backing their action. That's what's going on, because just as you made reference to earlier, John, people need to understand how insidious, we call it DIE, D-I-E, and they say DEI, but it's die, because you go DEI and you DIE, you die. It's corporate, suicide.
Don't go broke.
Exactly. And then you got the ESG movement. This is all part of the social credit scoring. So they figure, okay, we're going to trade the dollars that we're going to get from our business with the money that we're going to get from BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and these other entities that have gone woke, that are all part of the World Economic Forum, right? And so they figure, okay, so we lose $12 billion. Guess what? Budweiser loses $12, $15 billion. So what? Big whoop. We're covered. We're covered by these corporate nationalists, these Marxists, that are going to back our action. I mean, because, John, I mean, think about it. It doesn't make sense. Businesses are in business to do business and make money. They're committing corporate suicide right here. And the reason that they're, they're throwing themselves into the pigs going over the mountain, as Dr. John Zemerick would identify, is because they know there's something else on the other side. So what? They're gonna still be taken care of. You know, when you got BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, you and I have been talking about this and beating this drumbeat forever. But this is what people need to wake up to realize, is that guess what? The consumer, you don't mean anything to these corporate entities anymore. Okay, this is we're sold on our policies, and if we want a guy with a mustache greeting your daughter to buy a dress at Disneyland, big whoop, we're doing it. So your consumer dollars don't mean anything, and they're just spitting in our face, mocking us. And as you say, people of faith, of all people that should have a backbone and know, again, if you have any doubts, read the book of Ecclesiastes and understand there are times and seasons, and right now is a definitive season. If you don't understand, you're going to get overrun and you're going to end up being in a regrettable position. And God forbid that it affects more than yourself, that it starts, because it doesn't happen in some sort of, protected cage. It spreads out throughout your family and throughout your community.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would hear us talking about this if they don't really understand it, because these financial asset managers, they've only been around for a couple of decades, and it's not talked about by the mainstream media because they're all owned by the
well, of course.
My point is,
give them cover.
Not people listen to us, and they might think, oh, well, John and Bill, you guys sound like you're anti-capitalism. You guys sound like you're, Occupy Wall Street, and you're anti-capitalist. You're anti-big business because you're anti-BlackRock. No, we're not. We're anti-fascism.
Exactly.
Fascism has taken over right now because you have these elites and you have governments now, world governments now, aligning with international businesses. That's what fascism is. It's when the corporations are in lockstep with global government powers. It's fascism. So we are not anti-capitalism. We're pro-capitalism. I'd be fine with the BlackRock doing what they're doing. They buy up businesses. That's their, they don't make a widget. They just buy businesses like Target, like Walmart, like Kohl's, like Coca-Cola, like Apple, right? And but it's fascism now. That's what we're against. We're not against capitalism. And unfortunately, BlackRock's in alignment with the World Economic Forum, they're pro-Great Reset, which says you will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Exactly.
They want the U.S. to no longer be the world's leading superpower, and that ideology is being pushed through BlackRock into all the companies they own, including Target and all the other companies that we're talking about, and the mainstream media.
Exactly. About 30 seconds left here. I will direct you to check out American Faith. Read the article on the COVID outbreak at a CDC function. This is hysterical, right? You got what was it, 13% of those that attended the CD function, they end up with COVID. And, of course, their brilliant narrative is, thank God we were all vaccinated, right?
It was at 99% CDC function, that 99% of the people were vaccinated. There was a COVID outbreak.
Go break.
Effective, Bill. Stay
unbelievable. John Fleetwood, thank you, sir. There.
So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. With just days to spare before the deadline for the nation to face financial default, the Senate approved bipartisan legislation to lift the debt ceiling last night. It cleared the chamber in a 63-36 vote. On Wednesday, the bill, the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023, passed the House by a bipartisan vote of 314-117. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, in a town hall setting last night on Fox News, claims the double standard of the Justice Department and FBI is destroying America's faith in the judicial branch of government. A James Webb Telescope image this week of Saturn's moon Enceladus is blasting a plume of water 6,000 miles high. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we're talking The Chosen. And this time we've got one of the executive producers, Brad Pelo. I guess he's had enough fun for the day. So they said, hey, go out and play with Bill for a little bit, huh, Brad?
Hey, I'm all in. Happy to play with Bill.
Hey, that's good fun. Well, I only say that because you got it's the Three Musketeers, you know, you and Dallas and Daryl, and, you know, that's a bucket of monkeys right there.
that's a very good analogy to what our life is like.
Well, I just got to imagine, because I know Daryl, and he's just been all kinds of fun, and his lunacy can be quite contagious. So that's why I say that. And I know that you guys are just a fun group, and obviously the chemistry that you have been able to appreciate and generate and bless us with, because it comes across throughout so far the three series and soon to be number four that'll be coming up shortly of The Chosen.
Yeah, we're so excited to be able to bring the next season, and the three monkeys are each doing their part. You know, Dallas is on set today. This week is the halfway point for the season. Daryl's off doing his magic, which is helping us market and reach the world with The Chosen.
Right. Brad, how did you get involved with The Chosen?
Great question. I was one of those guys. You've heard the story. You know, my wife says, you need to watch a show. And I said, no, not interested. Those Jesus shows are always just a little too cheesy for me. And it was in the middle of COVID, and we were living in New York City, and finally I acquiesced and sat down and watched season one of the shows and was hooked. I'd been a film producer in my career for a decade and had not necessarily myself wanted to be telling this type of a story. Nonetheless, I, as a Christian, just really felt deep passion for the work that Dallas and Daryl had begun. Mm-hmm. And asked if there was anything I could do to help. And their response was, can you help us get a set for season two? And so I met Dallas for the first time as he loaded into my Jeep and we drove into the desert of Utah. And we saw what we now call the Goshen set, the Jerusalem set that we used for The Chosen. So that was the beginning of what has now become a 2.5-year relationship. Dallas invited me to join Drew and Daryl and be the president of the company, which means I don't have anything to do with the storytelling directly, but I make sure it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I create the air cover for the job to get done.
A franchise like this, Brad, you know, especially when you're talking about your faith, do you feel like, and sometimes it's like you're on hallowed ground? I mean, because what they have done and how the writers have come together, the team. I mean, we say the writers, I mean, certain things. I mean, the whole team, the actors, the cast, all this stuff coming together. They just, there just seems to be, you know, almost magical, if not supernatural synergy that's taking place here.
It is beautiful to witness what God's doing. I would say that most of us try to not overthink it. It's kind of like when you hop on that roller coaster ride that you're a little frightened to be on, and you get to the top and you just sort of say, there's no getting off. We're on for the ride. Let's see how it goes. And we're just really so busily helping it happen that, only infrequently do we have an opportunity to stop and sort of survey its impact. But we're grateful when we do. Because what we see is beautiful lives and people who are helping us by supporting the show, sharing the message of the show. But at the end of the day, it's a show. It's an important show, we feel, because it tells an important story. But hallowed ground is not a word that we use because I'm afraid we'd freeze in our tracks if we actually thought about it.
Right, exactly. But, you know, the fact of the matter that you've got buy-in from such a huge number of fans. I mean, you've raised, what, over $100 million to cover production expenses for four seasons, all raised through viewer support. I mean, you are the envy of, you know, of the movie world.
Well, we're commanded not to envy that. So let's think of it another way. We are witness to a beautiful thing that God is doing. He's moved upon the hearts of people to support this effort, and we're only partway on the journey. You know, if you think about it purely financially, which is something I have to think about, you know, we're still probably $200 million away from finishing the story. There's a lot more work to be done, and the story gets bigger. And it requires more actors, and as the show becomes successful, those actors and crews expect to be paid better than they were in the early days when it was just a little show. So it's a heavy responsibility, but we just are trusting that God will move upon those that need to support it in order for it to happen.
Exactly. Well, you've completed three seasons. The fourth is expected to be released, January of next year? And we just can't wait, you know, for this. But meanwhile, you've got the first three seasons that are available, and how can people tune into those?
Well, season one is available very broadly. So if you're new to the show and you just want to experience it, it's probably readily accessible to you. So think Netflix, Amazon, Peacock, Roku. There's the Chosen app that you can download from the App Store anywhere in the world and watch all seasons for free on the Chosen app. It's also being broadcast, BYU-TV, TBN, in international markets on various broadcasters and streaming platforms. Season 3 currently is only available on the Chosen app and the Angel app. Angel was our early partner here at the Chosen, so they still have it on their app. But it'll be available more broadly in the months ahead. We have some, actually a big announcement we just made yesterday.
Yes.
We have a new distribution partner. So Angel Studios had been our early partner, and we really owe a lot to them for helping us get this show launched. But the show will now be represented by Lionsgate, and they're a Hollywood studio. Currently in theaters is a Lionsgate film called John Wick. So, you know, they would be known for a lot of Hollywood content for good or evil. It's just content. And yet they have supported some of the greatest Christian projects as well. So most recently, Jesus Revolution was put out by Lionsgate. I Can Only Imagine, which is one of the biggest Christian films. And so we found a partner who not only is willing to support a project like this, but we feel like we're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants because they have access to media platforms all over the world. They have hundreds of Lionsgate employees who spend all their time trying to figure out how to get The Chosen into the hands of TV broadcasters and streamers in every country. So we're excited that in the not-too-distant future, this summer, we expect to be chosen on broadcast networks and new platforms everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, already, not too shabby, 175 countries on all seven continents. Over 50 languages The Chosen has been translated into? Boy, that gives them a good beginning, you know, to move forward and do even greater things, right?
Absolutely. One of the things we're most excited about is our relationship with the Come and See Foundation. This is a nonprofit organization that accepts donations that allows The Chosen to continue to meet its production budgets, but also is dubbing and translating The Chosen into many, many languages. Their goal is to provide The Chosen in 600 languages. That would cover over 90% of the spoken languages in the world. And and they hope to reach that goal within the next 2 to 3 years. We'll see The Chosen dubbed, which means the voiceover, in as many as 50 languages this year.
Brad Pelo, thanks again. God bless. All the best for The Chosen. We look forward to season number 4 coming in January of next year.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate being here.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. I'll tell you, it is it's tough, no doubt, what's going on in Pride Month. I mean, here's day two of 30 days of Pride Month going on, and you go, what am I going to do? How do I explain, what do I explain what's happening with our culture? I mean, you take your kids to Disneyland, you've got a man in a dress welcoming girls, you know, and to come and buy dresses there, and you go to Target because that's a place that you normally shop, and all of a sudden you got all this this garb and what's being presented to your children as acceptable, and it clashes with your values. Jeff Johnson joins us now. He's the issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Here to help us respond to our kids when they ask questions about the things that are being, thrust upon them in public that promote Pride Month and LGBT issues in general. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is such an important topic, and thank you for doing this because, you know, parents are having a tough time, you know, they're really conflicted with what's going on. I mean, they hear certain conversations that, this is evil. It is in contrast with all that God teaches us in his word. And our kids, meanwhile, are being bombarded with this. If it's not at school, it's, with music that they listen to. I mean, there's been quite the tsunami of this, cultural clash that's taking place.
You're absolutely right. And a lot of this is targeted at young people. Education from kindergarten up in many states, comprehensive sex ed, what's on social media, what's on cartoons these days. I mean, the LGBT issue is being promoted everywhere. And parents should know, first of all, that Pride Month isn't the only month where this is going on. You can go online and find a calendar where this is a year-round Pride event. Some cities and countries, celebrate Pride in January or March or August or October. So it is year round, and parents are traveling. If they're heading downtown, they might want to do a quick check online and find out when is Pride being celebrated in their city or their state, some place they're going to visit. If they're visiting there, they might want to find out. And then they can avoid those places and protect children, because that's the first thing you want to do is protect them as much as you can. And then secondly, you and I have talked about this before, but parents have to be the ones to talk to children about these issues. And you start from a biblical perspective. You don't start out by bashing on the gays. You start out by talking about how God created us male and female in his image, and how he designed marriage, and that's a good thing, and it's a great thing that you're a little boy or that you're a little girl, and you want to help your children embrace their sexual identity in a healthy way. So we start out with the positive. And then when the questions come up, we can go from there to talk about sin, how God loves everybody, but some people get confused. And they get confused in their identity and sexuality, and you can keep it real simple for young kids, and then as they grow older, you can have longer conversations without this. But the place a child first hears something, that's the thing they're going to remember. Mm-hmm. And that's why pastors and parents and youth group leaders should be the ones talking to kids about these issues and not the culture.
Right. Without a doubt. And what you're admonishing us is that it really commands us to be proactive. I mean, Jeff, I look at this and I go, okay, why is this happening? Right? I mean, because nothing new under the sun, nothing happens without God's permission. Okay, God is allowing this to happen. And, you know, what, in each case, you know, the LGBTQ community, declare it or not, they have an end game. But God also has an end game. And we do know from the Bible that God's end game always wins. I mean, that is the final say, right? So so we need to be discerning about that, and whether or not you may think, wow, this wasn't on my schedule, Jeff. I mean, now you're asking me to turn my schedule upside down and address this cultural issue. Guess what, pal? You have no choice, because it is here. And you need to protect your children, right? I mean, this is an immediate response that is required in order to protect our children, is it not?
You're right. As you said, parents must be proactive. They have to be intentional. And this isn't a one-time conversation with a child. These are ongoing conversations about the differences between men and women, the differences between boys and girls, and God's intentional design and how that's a good thing. You know, as well as telling children the truth, we must make sure that we have an attitude of love towards those who are broken and caught in sin. Because kids will pick it up. If I have contempt and anger, they pick that up right away. So you want to teach them the truth. Teach them to love, teach them to be brave and wise about how they handle these issues. And you talk more and more about it as they're growing up. It's not just a one-shot deal.
Exactly.
It's got to be an ongoing conversation.
Because guess what? The conversation is going to be ongoing in the peer group. You know, the peer group is going to be very fascinated by this. You know, that's what is going on. And they're going to have all kinds of fun and show and tell, you know, events in classrooms across the country. This is going to happen. And so we need to, you know, prepare our children. And as you say, I mean, in the Shema, the Bible says that three times a day we're supposed to acknowledge God and talk to our kids about this, right? So we need to get back to the basics and first principles, as I often say, Jeff, especially for this season and time that we're in. I mean, it's just, it is so intensified. I mean, you think about this, Jeff. I mean, a year ago, we weren't talking with this sense of urgency and intentionality about this. Yeah, we touched on the subjects, this sort of thing. But it just seems that, you know, the circumstances are really demanding that we up our game, so to speak. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think you're, you know, this has been going on for the last 20 to 50 years. It really has been building, but it has intensified in the last year or so. And I think people are becoming more aware of it. And a lot of people are angry, and that's fine. It's, you know, it's okay to be angry when somebody tries to sexualize your children.
Yeah.
But you do want to be intentional again about telling them the truth, and then about letting them know you're not angry at them. You're angry at some of the people who try to put these things on children that they're not equipped to handle. Mm-hmm. And that you love them, and we also love the people who are caught up in this sin and brokenness. And so mm-hmm. it is an ongoing conversation.
And what do you tell the kids, Jeff, when they say, but Miss Jane, she's my favorite teacher. You know, I love her, and she's telling me things. You know, this is what she's saying to me, and you're saying that, you know, this is not right. This really, you know, creates, you know, a dynamic within the family that that needs to be confronted, as you say, Jeff, with love, because you know, children especially are going to be so confused. I mean, they're ill prepared to deal with this. This is why this over sexualization of our culture and the way this has come in. You know, we should have seen this coming for a long time, as you said. I mean, this has been going on for decades. It's been a consistent creep into our society. And now here it is. It is greatly, as you say, intensified. And so we have to match up the opposing intensity, don't we?
You're exactly right. And parents should know that in many states it's being mandated that children be taught about homosexuality and transgenderism from kindergarten on up in all their social studies classes. And they're being taught about it in comprehensive sex ed and their books and libraries. We produced a resource several years ago called Back to School for Parents to help parents when they find that these issues are being promoted to their children in school. And it's got lots of great advice. Again, you can find it at The Daily Citizen, where I write for Focus on the Family, and it's called Back to School for Parents. And it covers this issue and several others that are deeply concerning that children are being taught in schools, and sometimes it's mandated by the state legislature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we need to, parents and grandparents and churches, we've got to be a calm, consistent voice on this issue for children to give them a solid foundation amidst all this confusion.
I mean, this really is a... you know, a call to order, and for us to really, you know, really reengage our faith, right, Jeff? I mean, because, like, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe this culture and keep it on a horizontal plane, or are you going to look up and look to God who has the answer? Because this isn't a surprise to God. God knew exactly how this would come about, and he's the one that can settle and that will settle our spirits, but we don't have if we don't ask, you know, because we don't ask, the Bible says. So these are, you know, can be very complex, and we need to be, you know, strategic. And I would encourage parents, you know, to talk with one another, because, you know, this is really, I mean, this is a war, Jeff, is it not?
I think we're in a battle, and I think we're going to, we are going to need to step up our game and create small communities that are supportive of each other, where we can raise our children in safe places. Mm. And, Christians, we're going to have to step it up.
And talk about this in such a way so that, you know, we don't knee-jerk response. Because, you know, Christians are going, look, this is my faith, and, you know, I'm taught to love. How do I love something that's unlovable? And I think that you need to know the difference if it is against God, because the Bible is clear that we're to love God and hate his enemies, right?
Yes. And we're also supposed to keep doing that in kindness, with courage, and as I said earlier, with wisdom. And as you said, we're going to need God's wisdom to deal
Amen.
With this.
He's the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, Jeff Johnson. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Jason Hansen.
Thanks, Bill.
Former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping,